Room 23W, room 23X, room 23Y.
You know, you don't have to announce the room names every time we cross another door, Archie. We can clearly see that this will be a long walk.
Oh, Angel, my dear friend. Usually I laugh at your attempts at logic, but I'm really not up to hearing your mouth tonight, okay?
You won't be saying that when you want this mouth to save you from yet another mission gone wrong because you've got your head stuck up your...
Talking dirty this early? Relax, girl. I know a good old mission gets you excited.
Sorry to interrupt because I'm sure this is important, but maybe we should make a plan for when we actually get to this apartment room, because according to the lady who called us, this is serious.
No, you're absolutely right, Purple. We do need a plan. And an extra effective one, too, because it looks like this spirit has only gotten stronger.
I'm glad you said it and not me. I only mentioned a plan because it's my first mission.
Feeling nervous, Purple?
Does it show? I can't help it. I'm not terrified, but this is my first time fighting ghosts. What would you be if you were me?
Relax. You'll do fine. As long as you remember what gadget does what and do everything we say, we'll get this ghost in no time, and then we'll get some cocktails afterwards.
Remind me again what we're working with here.
Well, an old woman who lives here called and said there is a disturbance in apartment 24J. She thought we were the Ghostbusters, and I had to correct her. We're the Cumbusters. We work specifically with sexually deviant ghosts, evil spirits, and supernatural creatures. The Ghostbusters are doing a completely different thing with their business.
I still can't believe we got away with that name.
Anyway, according to the old woman, there have been some weird noises coming from the air vent leading to 24J, like eerie moaning and screeching late at night.
Could be just some wild, rough sex.
Anyways, the lady knows the man living in 24J. Says he's always polite and sweet, so she was worried about him. She called the cops early this morning, but when they went to check the apartment, all of the officers there were immediately hypnotized, stripped naked, and tried to attack the old woman.
I think we're looking at an incubus here. They can possess the bodies of men for sexual deviance. Either that, or it's just some horny spirit looking for some fun. According to my notes on possessions, we need to call out the guy's name and give him the internal strength to fight the spirit possessing his body.
Sounds easy enough. Right, Purple?
I don't know. I guess so. But have you ever thought about what the ghosts that do possess these bodies might be going through?
What do you mean?
Don't get me wrong. Yes, there are spirits out there who do evil things just to do them, but what about the ones who do them to be heard, or because they need to be freed in some way? Maybe the spirit possessed this guy for some reason?
Whether they're evil or not, they're still disturbing the natural order of the universe by being here. Are you seriously trying to sympathize with a ghost, Purple? Especially one that possessed an innocent human being?
No! I mean, there has to be a reason, right?
Hey, chill out, Angel. Leave her alone. She's still a newbie. Besides, she's got a point. We haven't come across any sad sap of a spirit yet in the few years you and I have been doing this, but when we do...
What's wrong?
Shh. We're here.
So, what's the plan?
After gathering some of the notes from the old woman, those cops were hypnotized so early because of the sexual toxins this spirit lets out. They're invisible yet effective, and have a rose-like scent to them. You breathe that in and you're a goner. Oh, he's naked, so try not to stare too long at his body either. He has a way of getting into your head when you stare too long.
So don't stare and keep your mouth covered. Got it. Now let's go. Stop right there. We're the... Damn, the man really does have a body. And a cock.
Wow. It's like...
Fucking third arm.
Stick to the plan, girls. Be horny later.
Sorry. There's no use trying to run, so stay put. It doesn't matter who we are at this point. What matters is where you'll be going. Just let go of the poor man and we won't hurt you.
Don't make this any harder on yourself. You've terrorized the people living in this apartment long enough. Just let this human go and we won't go so hard on you. What's up?
I don't know. I feel so hot all of a sudden. Anybody else feel really hot? And weird? I can't think about anything else except those gorgeous eyes and that big, beautiful, delicious cock.
You stupid horny slut! You've already succumbed to the spirit's powers!
I'm sorry, hon. I can't really think right now. I can't think of anything I'd like more than my lips on his and my mouth wrapped around that big, fat cock. Maybe you and Purple could even join in. Doesn't that sound nice?
Shit, she's really a goner. What do we do now?
We do what we came here to do. Don't get all scared now that my blaster is pointed at you. You've hypnotized my partner. You've possessed an innocent man, and now you want to change face? Beg all you want. I'm not going to fall for that shit.
Sir, we don't want to hurt you. We just want to protect the city. You want our help? With what?
To free you? What do you mean?
The only one capable of freeing you is you. You're here because you choose to be. You can't? Well, why can't you?
So you've been walking this earth for years searching for true intimacy? Is that why you're doing what you're doing? You're that horny? So, you possess the body of this man in hopes of freeing yourself, but only the intimacy of a generous woman can set you free. Well, maybe I can help you with that.
What the hell are you doing? He could be lying to us.
If he was, then he would have killed us if not hypnotized us all by now. Maybe this is a better way of stopping this. And plus, you can't tell me this man isn't sexy. So first things first. I like to kiss. Something tells me you'll like that, too. Wow, that was so nice. I've never done that with a ghost before. Of course. We can do it again, baby. Fuck. You are so hard. I'm just as excited as you were, baby. Can you feel how much my body is enjoying this? It's not every day you get to save a beautiful man from a horny ghost possession.
This is so, so bad.
I agree, but... Fuck. I can't lie. Seeing this is kind of turning me on. What about you?
Fuck that! I'm out of here. You two were weak enough to succumb to his powers, but not me. You want to repay us? Repay us for what?
For not hurting you? Well, I don't know about you, sexy ghost man, but I'd like to be repaid in whatever way that involves you kissing me again. Fuck yes. Kiss me, sir. Touch me. Take responsibility for what you've done to me.
I don't know what's come over me, but I really want to kiss you, too. Is that okay with you?
Judging by the way that cock twitched, that's another yes out of him. Go on, Purple. Kiss him.
You can join us if you want to, Archie. Your lips look really good right now, too.
A three-way kiss? How naughty. Yes, sir. Come here, both of you.
Oh, fuck. This is so...
hot? Oh, don't be like that, Angel. You can't deny how fucking hot it is to see two sexy girls and an even sexier guy kiss each other right in front of you. Don't worry about her, baby. She's just being a brat. Taking off my clothes, You are so eager, baby boy. Go ahead, take what you want.
I want to be naked with you too, sweetie. Let me just unzip this suit. You looking at me like that is going to make me blush. You like what you see, sweetie?
So do they. What do you mean by that? Are there others here?
Others? Like, other ghosts? But... my ghost tracker isn't going off, or... hey, let go!
Who? I don't see anyone. What the hell? Someone's grabbing me, too. Ow, that hurts!
There's more than one ghost here. It's like multiple hands are grabbing me at once. What do they want?
Us? Of course they do. Are they a bunch of horny spirits like you looking for some warm pussy too?
No way am I fucking a bunch of ghosts just to save the city. I didn't sign up for this. Hey, give that back. That's my blaster. Not my suit. What the fuck is wrong with them?
You heard him, Angel. The only way to free this poor man and save the city from certain destruction is by fucking all of them. Something about giving them earthly pleasures that a ghost can't get or whatever.
I don't know about this, girls. I've never... fuck. I think one is playing with my tits. It feels so... good.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, one spanked me too. Do these ghosts have a thing for big tits and asses?
I guess so. I can feel lips and hands all over me. God, it feels so fucking good. Suck your cock? All three of us? It must be the toxins, but that sounds really fucking hot.
I'm down too.
I... Okay, just stop your stupid, freaky-ass ghost from spanking me. I'll do it, but I'd better get my pussy eaten while I do.
I don't think that'll be a problem, girl. These ghosts seem so eager to taste us. Just give us that cock, Mr. Ghost Man. We promise we'll make you feel so, so good.
Wow. You're taking him so deep. And he's so big. How are you not choking?
She is, but she loves that cock too much to give it up. Such a slut.
Don't act like you aren't too. Why don't you give it a shot?
Fine. But just don't...
That's right. Shut her up. Fuck. And keep fucking me with the tongue. These ghosts are insatiable.
They are. One is fingering me while the other is pinching my nipples. I can't even focus. How can I suck cock like this?
Do it just like the slutty girl is. She's got a mouthful of dick while she's getting her pussy eaten.
Oh, okay. I'll try. Let me try this time. Angel.
But I wasn't finished yet. Please, baby, give me more of that cock.
Oh, so his spell is working on you, too.
Unfortunately, I just can't help but fall in love with this big ghost cock and the tongue in my pussy. You spirits are real good at making a girl feel nice.
I'd think so, being that it's been decades since they had one. We'll do our best for you, sir, we promise. Just keep fucking our pretty mouths, okay? You can do that, right?
Does anyone else see the cocks materializing out of thin air? There's so many.
And they're all so big. Are these all from other ghosts?
Take care of them. How? There are so many here. Fuck.
That tongue in your pussy is persuasive, isn't it? I feel it too. Well, there are three of us, so we can easily work together to make all these lonely souls feel good, can't we?
Of course we will, sweetie. We'll make you and these cocks feel so good. We'll make you so happy.
Oh, you just make sure you make it count. Fuck our mouths as much as you want. Just make us feel good too, okay, fellas? We need relief also. Fuck. I never thought I'd find myself in this position. On my knees, sucking all of these cocks at the same time, let alone ghost cock. But it's... Oh, it feels so good.
Doesn't it? They're so big and hard. I can't get enough of them. Or are you, baby? I love the way you push my head down on whatever dick is in my mouth.
Me too. I don't even care if I can't breathe. I don't care how rough they are with me. I just want more dick. Please keep fucking my mouth.
I turn around. Why?
Oh, I think I know where this is going. Oh, turn around for him, girl. Oh, you'll love what this ghost wants next.
I guess you're an ass guy, huh? You want my pussy? But what about the others? Won't they feel left out?
You want us to fuck all of them? How is that possible? We'd break.
Come on, Angel. There's nothing we can do. That's why I joined you girls in the first place. You never quit. Plus, the whole city's safety is riding on how well we take these cocks.
Correct. And we can all take turns. We take some in our mouths, some in our wet pussies, maybe some in our asses, too. From the looks of those hard, dripping cocks, I don't think that'll be a problem. Of course I'm ready for you, baby. Go ahead and... Oh, fucking hell, you're so big. You're stretching me out so much. Oh, keep going, baby boy. Fuck me. Give me that big fucking ghost cock.
Fuck. She's taking you so well, sweetie. And it looks like you feel so good deep inside her. I'm almost jealous.
Don't be, girl. We still got plenty of big dicks to fuck us. Well, what are you waiting for, fellas?
How do they feel, ladies?
So good. They slid in my pussy so easily. My ass, too. They feel so fucking cold.
Me too. But I still want more. I need more. Give me some of those gorgeous cocks. I've still got my mouth free. And don't forget about us while you're fucking our leader, baby.
Don't worry. You'll get to feel this cock too. Just enjoy being fucked. Go ahead, baby boy. Keep fucking me. Let me show you how good this pussy can feel. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh, God. Is everyone doing okay? You need a break, baby boy? Go ahead and fuck my partners now. I need to take care of these other lonely, horny souls.
Oh, fuck yes!
Bad, right?
No! Oh my god, baby! You feel so fucking good! Please keep going! Yes! Please keep fucking this pussy! All of you keep fucking me! Don't stop!
What a slut you turned out to be. But I'm no different. I love being used by all of you. Especially you, sweetie. I can't wait to feel how you feel like me, too.
Looks like he's just as impatient as we are. Go ahead, boys. Fuck us. Pound our pretty pussies. Spank our round asses and fuck those two. Fuck our throats until you fill them with cum. And take everything you want from us. We promise we're gonna make everything better.
Oh, I think I'm gonna come soon. I think these cops are gonna come too.
Me too. I can't hold on much longer. These cocks are just too good. And you love watching this, don't you, baby boy? Not only do you get to fuck all three pussies to your heart's content, but you get to see each of us on our knees taking more in all our little holes.
That's what you needed, right? It's just the thing to knock those cobwebs off that dick and make you feel alive.
You're gonna come too, baby boy. Go ahead, fill us up. Pick whoever you want to. Me? You want to fill me with your cum?
It's only right. And don't worry about us. We'll get more than enough cum from these big cocks here. I think they're all gonna come soon.
Yes. Oh, please. Come for us. Come deep inside of our holes.
All over our soft tits.
And our pretty faces and asses. We want all of you over all of us. Let us make you feel so good.
Go ahead. Fill my pussy up, baby boy. Give me everything you have. Come like it's the last fucking time. Yes.
Fuck. There's so much. My mouth is completely flooded in cum. Oh, it's so sticky.
And what?
And green? I guess that's a given. Oh, fuck. There's so much on my tits and leaking out of my pussy and my ass. Oh, you boys absolutely filled me to the brim.
Need a hand with that?
Any chance to be a cum slut, I see. Of course you can, baby. Clean all of us up, and then we'll suck our cum off of your pretty cock. Actually, we can do it for all of you. Come here. Bring those cocks over here.
Oh, wow. I've never experienced something like that in my life. That was amazing. I'm draining.
I have to agree with that. But it was fucking worth it. I haven't come that hard in a long time. What about you, girl? Was it just as good for you?
Good isn't even enough to describe how that felt. I could do without the ooey-gooey cum, though.
Glad to see you enjoyed yourself. And what about you, baby boy? Was it everything you wanted and more?
Oh, shit. It's him. He's human again. The ghost completely vanished?
So did all of the ghost cocks. I guess we freed them all.
Look, the ghost left a message on the wall. Thank you three lovely women for everything. I guess we really did free him. And in return, he freed the young man. And made us calm our brains out.
And he's out cold, too. Well, I guess our job is done, girls. Now let's put our clothes back on and get some cocktails.
Hey, wait. We can't just leave the guy here like this. What if he's hurt or needs some kind of medical attention? Look at him. We completely wrecked him.
All for the sake of saving the city, my dear friend. I don't want to stick around and wait for this man to rise from the fog so we can explain to him why his cock is coated in cum and he's butt naked with a bunch of naked girls covered in ghost cum. I can just call the apartment later to check on him, okay?
Well, you'll have to cross that bridge now because he's waking up. Let me go get him some water.
Let me go find the bathroom and gather some towels. Archie, you stay here and tend to him. Don't leave him here by himself.
Me? Why do I have to tell him?
You're the leader, aren't you? I'm sure he'll understand if you explain the situation to him. We had no choice. Now, do your job, leader.
Hey, wait! Hi there, sir. So glad to see you awake. Well, you are currently in your apartment with me. I'm Archie, leader of the Cumbusters. You ever heard of us? Good. That will make this less awkward. Listen, I've got something I need to tell you. Tell me, sir. Do you believe in ghosts?